During President Donald Trump's State of the Union speech, lots of attention was given to the border wall and the threat of another government shutdown. But others were watching what he said about health care.
It's unacceptable that Americans pay vastly more than people in other countries for the exact same drugs, often made in the exact same place. This is wrong. This is unfair. And together, we will stop it.
AARP's Barbara Kim Stanton was heartened Trump mentioned the need to curb the spiraling costs of prescription drugs, but she says we need to do more.
We hear so often about people having to choose between rent, food, drugs, and this is just this is at a crisis point, no question. We see, too, and I think a lot of it is there's some common sense solutions that, quite honestly, the big drug companies are just unwilling to do. And I think when you have profits being the message of the day or the goal over trying to get affordable prescription drugs to people, government has to come in. Government has to do things. They can do things like have Medicare negotiate lower drug prices and reduce barriers to global price competition, you know, by doing things like having the safe importation of lower priced drugs, for instance. And you can ask for greater transparency. You could look at the root problem of the prices set by the pharmaceutical companies. And so if you have somebody like HHS negotiate lower drug prices on behalf of Medicare, for instance, you have the safe importation of lower priced drugs. You look at demanding greater transparency of prescription drug pricing. And you also have more research showing what's effective and what's not, so you don't get steered to the higher priced drugs. I think then we have a fighting chance of making drugs more affordable, where seniors don't have to make hard choices.
What are you hearing from your members?
Well, we're hearing that really, really expensive. We hear that people are making heart-wrenching choices. We hear sometimes that people have had to move out of their homes because they can't afford their insulin, or that they get depressed, they're despondent because they feel like their own families are sacrificing a lot just to enable them to have the drugs they need. And so this is difficult for them. We hear about seniors actually doing a lot of pill splitting.
Pill splitting?
Yeah.
Explain that.
But, you know, where they have here's the amount of drugs you should be taking, and instead of taking the adequate dosage, you take half of it or you take a fourth of it. And so it isn't as effective as it should be. That's what we call about pill splitting, where they don't take the full dosage, or if they have to take insulin every day, they take it every third day. This is not helping their health. And yet we can understand why, because, you know, when we look at our research shows that in 2015, the average annual cost of therapy for just one prescription drug used on a chronic basis was almost $13,000 for older adults. And this is equivalent to 80% of the average Social Security retirement benefits, which is about $16,101. And it is more than 50% of the Medicare beneficiaries' median annual income of $25,150. So you can see that $13,000 of a drug that you need to take on a daily basis or a chronic basis totally changes the quality of your life. 80% of Social Security and 50% of the median income of Medicare. That is significant. So you can see the seniors are between a rock and a hard place. But here is what is absolutely shameful about the drug companies. The inflation rate from 2015 of more than 750 prescription drugs commonly used by older adults rose 50 times more than the general inflation rate of 0.1%. So it's drugs that are just skyrocketing, 50 times more than the general inflation rate of 0.1%. Drugs rose 6.4%. And they keep rising. And so something that keeps you alive, that keeps you healthy, should not be something that is used to make a huge profit. You should not be compromising seniors' health. But we really do think that there's common sense solutions, and it just has not been done. So it's now time for government to step in and force the drug companies to have more affordable drug prices.
And are we talking specific diseases, you know, whether it's diabetes or cancer?
Exactly. Diabetes, heart, cancer. Yes, those are the ones. Those are the ones that are bankrupting a lot of seniors.
I did talk with the American Diabetes Association director, and he shared that he was hearing stories about people who were having to move away to Vegas because of the cost of drugs, and they just couldn't afford it here anymore.
That's absolutely correct. You know, when you hear something of, well, it will cost us $2,000 a day here to get that daily dosage, they have to cut the cost somewhere. So either they have to go to some place like Las Vegas, or they have to go to another state where they have better drug coverage costs, or else they have lower cost of living costs. But the seniors are making very tough choices, and they should be living the lives they want. And many of them just want to stay in Hawaii, but they're being forced out because of the high cost of drugs.
Now, I understand that there's some legislation this session that is looking at trying to make it more transparent, even locally. I don't know where those measures are. I think one of them had a hearing last week. But are you aware of any of those bills specifically?
Well, we have not talked to the legislators specifically on the bills, but transparency would be a big part of reducing drug pricing. So, yes, that's an important thing to follow.
And what about just Hawaii's population in general and where we sit compared with folks on the mainland?
Well, it's more acute for us just because of the cost of living, but also we have a higher percentage of seniors in our general population. I mean, we're talking about one out of every five persons in the state of Hawaii being over the age of 62, and by 2030, it's going to be one out of every four. And so just by percentage and the fact that we have the highest longevity of any state, you can see that this is a greater problem for Hawaii residents who are over the age of 62. So this problem is not going to go away. We have a greater senior population, and they live the longest. So I think that we absolutely have to take on some solutions, some common sense solutions that will reduce the price of these high drug costs.
We have more to lose.
Oh, we have a lot to lose. This is something that if you're not taking the drug, believe me, and a high-paying drug, you know somebody who is. Probably a family member, a neighbor, a friend. But, yes, it affects everybody. You know, AARP was listening to the State of the Union address, and we will be having to work with the appropriate departments to make sure that there's more attention to this, because it's a crisis, a growing crisis of skyrocketing prescription drug costs, prices that really cannot be ignored. And so we wish the president had said more. We'll just have to keep working with the president and the congressional leaders, because we are going to need a solution, the sooner the better, to lower drug prices. We have to see what happens to the Medicare cost, because, like I said, it's 50% right now of the Medicare beneficiaries' medium income.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to point out something else. You know, for the seniors on Medicare, we're talking about the chronic drugs. On average, seniors take 4.5 medications a month. And so you can see that as you get older, you're really talking about a lot of medication. Now, if it turns out you're taking medications for chronic conditions, then you really are doubling the cost of prescription drugs.
That was Barbara Kim Stanton, director of AARP here in Hawaii, talking about the President's State of the Union address.